Some of the biggest news stories find their way into music. If you search Spotify or Apple Music, you'll find a lot of songs right now about COVID-19. And this summer, after the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and the subsequent protests, there have also been many new songs about racial injustice. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on two Philadelphia singers who are putting out new music for this moment in America.
Gashina Pendel is many things.
Hey, y'all, what's good? My name is Extra Cash. Cash Moolah, Cash on the Man, Cash in Hand, you know what I'm saying.
After spending a lot of time performing in clubs around Philadelphia, about a year ago, Extra Cash decided to focus on her internet presence, regularly posting videos on TikTok and Instagram. She broke herself into four different personalities and gave each a name.
Keisha is like the more stern one. She's like the big sister, kind of knows everything. Alexis is kind of, she's hood, you know, but she's got a soft heart. China, that's like really sensitive and kind of emotional. And then you have Heather, that she's like more level-headed.
Together, the four Cashes sing cover songs on a split screen with their own reworked lyrics, trading lines, like they're having a conversation.
Say her name, say her name. Rest in peace, Brianna. Praying for her mama. We know who's to blame.
In her four personalities, Extra Cash covers Say My Name, a song by Beyoncé's old band Destiny's Child, but she changed the lyrics to Say Her Name, a popular protest chant remembering black women killed by police, especially Breonna Taylor from Louisville, Kentucky.
Waking up is the same, killers going free, and to me it's just insane. They started this violence, wanting our compliance. See how they kill our people, then expect us to stay silent. Lock them up, lock.
While one of the officers has been fired for blindly firing into Taylor's apartment, none of the officers who shot her has been charged, despite ongoing protests calling for holding the police accountable. After Say Her Name exploded on TikTok, getting more than 500,000 views, Pendel got the ultimate accolade. Beyoncé herself reposted the video on her personal Facebook page. Pendel was not always writing protest songs. She came up with the idea of splitting herself into four personalities as a clever way to cover R&B songs.
The four Cashes were definitely singing about boys. And yeah, it was mainly love. It wasn't anything really about like society or what's going on. But it's definitely changed now because seeing the injustice, it has created a fire within me.
The four Cashes don't always agree with each other. For another song, a cover of DaBaby's Rockstar, Pendel's personalities talk about the rioting and looting earlier this summer, triggered by the death of George Floyd. They have different reactions. While China is overwhelmed and depressed, Alexis is up in arms.
I know you're stressed about life, but this is the time to be strong and fight. Take all your anger, take all your rage, and use it right now to make a change.
One of the girls was happy, I think it was Alexis, was happy that there was looting happening, you know what I mean? And honestly, that was a real feeling within me, and I don't think it's good that those businesses had to suffer, but at the same time, I felt like somewhat of a release, because I feel like people are angry, and at some point, it's only so much that they can take in terms of injustice and not being treated fairly.
Another Philadelphia musician, the rapper Louis V. Gutta, also had not been particularly political in his music until recently. He's known for his songs about life on the streets and anthems to making money, not for taking stances on racial justice.
I don't usually speak on this stuff, you know what I mean? Because I rap about the streets and, you know, how I came up. It had nothing to do with politics.
Black man in America.
During the protests in the wake of police killing George Floyd in May, Gutta wrote Black Man in America.
Unemployment rate sky high, but somehow we still got the hardest job. Black Man in America.
That America in the title is spelled with three K's.
Yeah. My skin is black as they heart. How you grown, but you still scared of the dark. They outline us in white chalk. We gotta fight for the cause.
The video for Black Man in America is made of clips showing this history of police abuse in America from the 1950s, showing two white police officers dragging a black man down a street, right up to June, when Philadelphia police fired tear gas at protesters as they scrambled up the embankment of a highway.
You know, just trying to show how much hasn't changed. Why does my son, I just had a son, so is this going to be over with by the time my son gets to grow up? You know what I mean? Like, does he have to deal with the same stuff we're dealing with now? I just wanted to show it's a pattern, and it just keeps happening and keeps happening and keeps happening.
Before the pandemic and social unrest of 2020, Gutta had an album recorded and ready to go, but this summer was not its moment. It's called King of the North, and it's what Gutta calls normal hip-hop.
Club records, street records, just normal, like how life was before this happened. That's what I mean, like up-tempo, upbeat records, that's good. Like when you're in a good space, when you feel like, you know, life is good. It's not good right now.
Maybe next year. For now, Gutta plans to include Black Man in America on an EP of new music recorded during the pandemic. It will be called So Help Me God. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.